Yes, a significant majority of the Democrats in the Massachusetts State Senate have signed on and pledged their support for me to succeed Senate President Murray when her term expires as a result of term limits.
What's your reaction to that?
I'm very honored and grateful for the support, and I'm looking forward to the new role. I've served in a number of posts here, from various committee chairmanships to the Budget Committee to Assistant Majority Leader, President Pro Tem, and now Majority Leader, and so I'm looking forward to the opportunity to work with the members to craft process and agenda to identify and work on the problems of the day that we here in the Senate can focus on as we move forward.
Now, as I understand it, under the term limits, March of 2015 would be the date when Senate President Murray would have to step down. Has she given you any indication she plans to leave before then?
We're all elected for a two-year term, so her current term as state senator and Senate president end in January of 15, and if she chooses to run for re-election, which she can, and if she were to choose to run for Senate president again, she would have to step down from Senate president in March. That is that's really an unlikely scenario, simply because it would be very destabilizing to the body.
So you would expect then in January of 15 is when you would become Senate president?
That's when I would hope to be able to present myself as a candidate, and based on the support that has been pledged to me, that should be a fine day.
But there will be a new Senate at that point, correct?
That is correct. Turnover is typically 3 to 6 members in any given election cycle here in the Senate, and the margin that I have is substantially above the majority.
So this doesn't signal then any indication that Senate President Murray is going to step down early?
She has made clear that she intends to serve out her current term as Senate President.
Well, let's talk about your plans. What have you been telling the senators that the Senate will focus on once you become president in 2015?
My intention is to work with the members to craft both process and agenda at the time that I move into the office.
What might your legislative priorities be?
That's going to be developed in consultation with the members at that time. That's 17 months away, and we don't know what the challenges and the opportunities and the needs will be at that moment.
Fair to say, though, that you will not be changing your political philosophy, which I guess can be best described as progressive.
Don't change my political philosophy, no. And you don't change your political philosophy like changing your socks.
How do you see Western Massachusetts benefiting from having a state senator from this part of the state ascend to the presidency? Has there ever been a Senate president from this part of the state?
The last Senate president from Western Mass was Morris Donahue of Holyoke in the mid-60s, and prior to that, 100 years ago, was Calvin Coolidge from the very district I represent.
So there's quite a bit of history connected here then.
Yes, there is.
Again, though, back to the question, what would the significance be, Senator, for you coming from Western Massachusetts to be the Senate president? How would it benefit this region?
We have a very strong legislative delegation that works very closely together. There's a lot of seniority in our delegation, so we have lots of members, both in the House and the Senate, who serve as chairs, who serve in leadership posts. And this is another post that will be added to that, and together we're going to be advocating for Western Massachusetts' interests and concerns.
As you said, you've served in a number of posts in the Senate. You've taken on, you're currently a majority leader. You've taken on a number of high-profile assignments. You were in charge of the congressional redistricting process not that long ago. You were responsible partly for writing the law that has brought casino gambling to Massachusetts. Why did you decide at this point that now was the right time for you to become Senate president?
I was encouraged by a group of colleagues, and the group grew and grew and grew, and it just cascaded to resolution with enough support that I could actually run for and win the post.